Hello, I'm Carolyn Baines from Farnham Quakers, and I just want to welcome you to this Centering Down with Compassion podcast. Centering down is a term some Quakers use to describe the process of coming into stillness. And each month, we take one of the 42 short paragraphs that Quakers use to help them explore different aspects of a spiritual life. And these are referred to in the rather quaint term of advices and queries. So our group is open to anyone who would like to explore ways into stillness and community. And if you want to get in touch, please visit farnham.quakermeeting.org. I hope you enjoy the podcast.
Okay, so if you are, I think everyone here knows the drill, so I will start by reading the advice and queries number 25. I'll do a really short prepared ministry, and then we will do a meditation, a guided meditation, and then into breakout rooms just to share and be in community with each other. Right, so here we go. A long-term relationship brings tensions as well as fulfillment. If your relationship with your partner is under strain, seek help in understanding the other's point of view and in exploring your own feelings, which may be powerful and destructive. Consider the wishes and feelings of any children involved, and remember their enduring need for love and security. Seek God's guidance. If you undergo the distress of separation or divorce, try to maintain some compassionate communication so that arrangements can be made with the minimum of bitterness. I mean, friends, it's a huge one, isn't it? Let me just make sure we're all on mute so that there isn't a difficulty with hearing. That's all fine. Great. So, this huge advice and queries, I really, you know, felt like it was more than I could chew in one sitting. So, but I also feel like it's one that many of us can relate to. Relationships are tricky. So today I was just thinking I would sort of particularly sort of focus in on the first sentence where it very honestly states that there are in all relationships tensions as well as fulfillment. And here my reflections have led me to consider just how our negativity bias can mean that we catch the tensions, right? They stick to us like Velcro, the saying goes, you know, they stick to us. Perhaps we ruminate and relive them over and over as though a past is a problem that we could solve if we just thought hard enough. I love that Lily Tomlin quote, "Forgiveness is giving up any hope of a better past." And we kind of armour our hearts, don't we? We kind of hold on to things and chew it over. The brilliant Brené Brown talks about blame as like an instantaneous movement of the mind when something goes wrong. It's just as though millions of years of evolution has wired our minds when there's an ouch, to immediately portion blame, either to ourselves or to someone else. On a peace vigil at the weekend I was on, mostly people were supportive, but every now and then someone wanted to portion blame either way. So the first thing is to have heedfulness, to really soak in the good. Letting ourselves, as Gregory Boyle says, marinade in the loveliness of our relationships. Gregory Boyle describes one of the gang members he works with, you know, and he says, "As soon as my feet hit the floor in the morning, I'm on the lookout for God." So as soon as our feet hit the floor in the morning, can we be on the lookout for love and be heedful of it? Take heed, dear friends, to the promptings of love. Can we you know, have our binoculars ready for it. So that's one thing we can do. We be on the lookout for love and things that are fulfilling. Rick Hansen points out it takes, apparently, 15 seconds to rewire the brain and just tilt it back towards the positive and away from its negativity bias. So slowing down, taking 3 long, slow breaths. You know, abide in it, marinate, sponge it up. This good thing, this fulfilling thing. We're just going to take a moment now just to have a go at this. So I'm going to invite you just to close your eyes if you like, or just relax the shoulders, soften the tummy, take a deeper breath. And bring to mind a relationship. It can be with a small child or a pet or a friend. Let someone come to mind. It doesn't have to be high definition, just to the degree you can picture them. Let yourself sort of sponge up something about this relationship which really warms your heart. Maybe they give really good hugs or make a great cup of tea or just a good listening ear. Marinate in it. Let each cell in your body sponge it up. One more breath, really take in this good thing. Thank you, friends. And if you like, you can open your eyes again. Okay, so that's the first thing, right? We can be skillful about not missing the lovely aspects of our relationships just by the busyness of our minds. So slow down, take it in, let it nourish us. There's another Gregory Boyle story in his book, Barking to the Choir, where he describes a service he was giving, and a grandmother was in the front pew with her young daughter. And Gregory Boyle is a Jesuit priest, for those who don't know, works in the ganglands of LA. And anyway, this granddaughter was getting a bit fidgety in the service, in the mass. And so the grandmother reaches into her bag and pulls out a pear. And the child's looking at it in real wonder and turning it around in her hands, trying to work out how to open it or where the buttons are or something. And finally she gives up and is puzzled, and she just leans into her grandmother and says, you know, what do I do with it? And she leans back, says, honey, take a big old bite. Now, can we do that? Let ourselves take a big old bite and be nourished by the deliciousness of our relationships. So, thing one, to take in the good. And the thing two is to not ignore the tensions. Not ignore the tensions. It says it loud and proud in this inquiry, advice inquiry. It says, explore your feelings. Explore them. Which the mind doesn't want to do, does it? You know, our minds tend to go really quickly into, just go straight into blaming them or ruminating, or they didn't mean it, or I'm too sensitive, or, you know, all sorts of ways our minds will kind of screech around the corner rather than park and face what's hurting. So, yeah, we avoid tending to our suffering. We breeze past the tension. And then, if you're like me, spend the rest of the afternoon ruminating on it. So I'll give you an example of this from the last week. Okay, so I came home from school and I found the kitchen looked really like a bomb had exploded. And I had a cascade, an instant cascade of feelings. Ouch, ouch. I was tired, frustrated, furious. There were judgments. judgments like inconsiderate, lazy, and on and on and on, usually. So in the past, I would, you know, breeze past these, but for a change, I just sat with them and noticed how they felt, and how usually I would avoid them, okay, is by doing the clearing up myself. I would clean up the feelings. Yeah, nothing to see here. For whatever reason, this day was different, perhaps because I was thinking about this advice and queries, but I noticed that this time I let myself feel the feelings. I didn't feel compelled to clean up, and then was able to make a simple request that the cleaning get done. It just felt much more simple. So in a moment, I'm going to invite us to do an mini experiment with light, or a rain practice on attention in a relationship. So if I show you the process first with the example of the kitchen bomb example, and then we can do one together. So in rain, the R, recognizing the ouch, noticing the judgmental thoughts that accompany it, perhaps naming them, judging thoughts, blaming, ouch. Yeah, so you're recognizing that this is hurting. You're pressing pause on the instinct just to run past it. And that carries on with the A of rain. You allow it to be there. It's not about cleaning it up, fixing it, solving the problem, noticing in the body, perhaps the desire to fix it. Just breathe. This is what this is. Frustration, tiredness, judging feelings, worry. This is what this is. And then the I is investigate. You know, what am I believing about this situation? Okay, I'm believing he's lazy and inconsiderate, doesn't care about me, you know, dot, 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 dot. What would I like to believe about this situation? That he's learning, that he's doing what all 18-year-olds do, that it's not about me, perhaps, you know. That's the I of rain. And then the N, to nurture, marinate in a sense of love and care. That really is my deepest intention, to bring to the table love and care for myself, for my son. You know. So that's rain. The recognize is R, allow is A, I investigate, and N is nurture. And if you've not done it before, don't worry at all. I'll guide us through it. And we'll see how we land. And just to say, this is a practice, the rain practice is really good to do every day, or at least once a week. It's like brushing your teeth, okay? You can even do it whilst you're brushing teeth. Recognizing what's been an ouch today, what's been something that I've avoided, or I don't know. You know, we do these things, don't we? We eat our feelings, or we work our feelings away, or I don't know. So it's a good practice. Okay, I'm just going to move closer to the microphone and feel make yourselves comfortable so that we can meditate for the next 20 minutes or so. And for those who are new to rain, I generally start with a relaxation, guided relaxation, a little bit of just taking heed of our bodies so that, you know, we're kind of tilled the soil, if you like, to give time to whatever comes in. Okay, so landing in your body, perhaps taking a deeper breath. You might like to close your eyes or soften your gaze. I tend to start with my feet often, and you can do that if you like, or wherever works for you. Just sensing your feet on the ground. You're earthed, grounded. You might Let your mind scan up your legs, softening your knees, thighs, upper legs. You might sense your sit bones, your pelvic area, and let's see if there's a way that can soften and relax. You might let go of your tummies. We often hold a lot of tension in our tummies. Perhaps there's some permission to let that go. Softening your lower back. Your thoracic area. You might practice a little bit just noticing the rising and falling of the rib cage. It can be fun to imagine the lungs expanding and contracting and giving your dear heart a bit of a massage. You might soften and relax the shoulders and the arms. Letting your attention flow into your hands, the palms of your hands. You might notice tingling or an aliveness there. You might see if there's a way of letting your spine be sort of tall and noble. You're alert, relaxed. Sometimes just this little whisper of a movement of tucking in the chin can allow some space at the back of the neck. You might soften the eyes, the throat, the mouth. You might spend some time just relaxing the ears. There may be sounds in your environment, giving yourself permission to just let them come and go. No need to sort of reach out to them or do anything about them, defend against them. They're just coming, arising and passing. your attention, if you like, come to your breath, to the tip of your nose, awareness of the air filling your lungs and leaving. May the whole body relax. You can let this be your anchor, your home base, if at any point in the meditation things get too much, you can come back to just breathing, awareness of the body. So I'd like to invite you now to bring to mind tension. It can be current or it can be a slightly stale one in your past. Bring to mind a tension in a relationship. So it has an ouch that isn't a 10, perhaps. Just for this practice, we want to go somewhere where the ouch level is perhaps around a 5 to a 7. It's not going to serve us to go to the most difficult one today. But you can if you like. It's up to you. So letting this tension come to mind. And recognize, yeah, this hurts. This is part of the human experience of being in relationship, and an ouch has arisen. You're recognizing it. You might recognize a storyline that goes along with this tension. Just let yourself hear the story, receive the story. Judgments arise, let them just arise. It's very human. So it's like you've got your story out on the counter and it's there. We're just going to step away from it for a moment and just allow the feelings. Perhaps noticing what's happening in your body around the chest or the stomach, maybe the throat. Shoulders, these are areas that can really sort of soak up that tension. To the degree that you can you allow those feelings to be there? We rarely give ourselves enough time to feel what we're feeling. Be with it with kindness. The eye of rain can investigate, what am I believing about this tension, about this situation that's arisen? What am I believing? What's it feel like in the body to have this belief? What would I like to believe about this situation? The end of rain, let yourself be nurtured with your good intentions. Part of nurture, I believe, is this seek God's guidance. Sometimes letting that loving witness who's nurturing you maybe has a word or two to offer you about this situation. And when you're ready, friends, you can Wriggle your toes and gently open your eyes. Offer a virtual handshake to each other. Thank you, Mo. Thank you. Good. So you're welcome now, invited to go into breakout rooms, and there are a couple of questions that you might like to consider. You're very welcome just to sort of share with friends what came to you in the meditation. But there are a couple of question prompts here that you might like to explore too. So what gets in the way of taking in the fulfilling aspects of your relationships? And you can consider family, work colleagues, friends in meeting. And the second question prompt is, what are the ways that you avoid feeling the tensions? How do you numb out or steer away from them? And how does the judging mind come in? Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. We've just got a... I'll just wait a moment for others to join back in. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. Good. So we've just got a few minutes left. I just wondered if anyone would like to share any insights from the meditation about rain or about any reflections or insights or questions about rain. Does anyone want to explore or have any thoughts about Advice and Queries 25? It is a long one, and I really only took the first phrase, really. But there is a lot to it that we didn't look at. We could have done a whole session on just asking for God's guidance and what that looks like. But, yeah, I don't know, maybe people feel that's connected to rain, in particular the nurturing part of rain. I don't know if anyone wants to sort of had any experience about that they'd like to share. For me, the nurturer... You know, when we get to the end of rain, the nurturer often has some lovely things to say. There's very helpful things to say.
I have a lovely experience at the end of the meditation, just reminded of Jesus's words about loving our neighbour and ourselves, and really feeling that the person in this situation, if I can feel that love for them at the same time love myself, then that is the place where perhaps we can meet and come to some more understanding.
Oh, that's really beautiful, Mo. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. And that really chimes with where my meditation went to. Thank you. Anybody else want to share their thoughts? Catherine.
In our breakout room, our friend said that we don't have the answer and we don't know what to say, so she holds it in the light and waits. and the answer comes, which I think was very good.
Yeah, there's something very allowing if you get to sort of, I suppose, the, for me, that's a little bit like in the A of rain. That's very, something very allowing and spacious about holding something in the light, letting it be there, allow it to be there, let it be held. It's a very wonderful practice.
And that would be seeking God's guidance to me, just leaving that space.
Yeah, and it does, and it disrupts the usual pattern of jumping to a judgment or a blame. It just gives a little bit of, as you say, space around something,
and breaks a pattern of behaviour.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. If friends, if you haven't seen the Brené Brown cartoon on blame, and you, I mean, I was crying laughing when I watched it. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's Brené Brown's cartoon on blame. And it's genius. And she deals with things with such a light touch. It's a delight as well. Especially as we come towards Christmas and have to deal with families and all the usual shenanigans that happen when we gather like that.